I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. One reason for U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's visit to Montana was to bring news that the federal government was paying its full share of money to local governments to help offset their property tax losses because there's federal lands within their jurisdictions.
So today I'm signing a check. And just so you know, Montana 55 local governments are receiving a total of $40.1 million. That's up from last year of 8.3.
Then Zinke turned and with a Sharpie signed his name to a big cardboard check and posed for a group picture with local government officials on hand before leaving out a side door. Beaverhead County Commissioner Mike McGinley welcomed the news. He says Beaverhead County is the state's largest county by area, with 70% of the land federally owned.
So PILT payments, or, you know, payment in lieu of taxes, which we look as property taxes, is gigantic. 2 million acres, so it translates into our formula of $800,000 to Beaverhead County.
He says the money helps pay for law enforcement and roads, including those that access those federal lands. McGinley says PILT, along with the Secure Rural Schools payment from the U.S. Forest Service, combined to make up 40% of the county's budget. Ravalli County Commissioner Greg Chilcott says his county receives about $3 million, or 20% of his annual budget, from PILT. He says local governments depend on those dollars, but they're never sure if the federal government is going to make its payments.
We consider PILT and Secure Rural School funding soft money, and we would really hope in the future we can have some predictability and dependability on those numbers.
He hopes Congress will write those into law. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.